It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Looks like we're staying in the West Valley this segment. Danny and Surprise on a mesquite tree. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Mr. Harper, I've got a 10-foot-tall Chilean mesquite. I've had it for about 5 years. 3 to 4 weeks ago, it started dropping all the leaves off of it. I still keep watering it. Is it dead?
Let me get my crystal ball.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
I guess if it's only 10 feet tall and you've had it for 4 or 5 years, that'd be the number one concern is even if it was 4 or 5 feet tall in 5 or 10 years, it ought to be bigger than 10 feet. So it sounds like maybe it has struggled all along, perhaps. Losing leaves this time of year, are there any leaves left on it?
No, they've all fell.
Okay, well, just go out and start at the very end of the branches and start, you know, snapping them and see if they're brittle and they snap.
Well, I've got some of them that I've snapped just to see if there was any green in them.
Yeah.
There's still green in them. But,
okay. Well, then it's still alive, technically. I guess we need to figure out why it dropped its leaves, why it's not bigger than it is. What kind of situation is it planted in? Is it in
It's in a streetscape between the sidewalk and the curb.
Between the sidewalk and the curb, so you have like a little strip of landscaping.
Yeah, it's probably 2.5 feet wide.
Well, that's a bad place for a Chilean mesquite anyway.
I know, but the HOA says we have to have a tree in there.
Okay, well, a tree, though, can be a lot of things. And there are a lot better trees for scale and for being able to grow in a small space like that than a Chilean mesquite.
Okay.
So I might take the opportunity. Is this an HOA thing or is this your tree?
Yes, it is. You have to have a tree and a bush on each side of it.
But you have to plant it. They don't.
Yes.
Okay.
We plant it. We maintain it.
Okay.
Are there any stipulations on what? I mean, does it have to be a low water use or can it be any tree?
Yeah, because it's mainly a drip irrigation, but I water it by hose probably 2 or 3 times a week as well.
Well, you're probably overwatering it, number one. If it's getting regular drip watering and you're watering it that much in addition to that.
In addition to the drip, but it's only got probably a 2 foot, you know, well in it. So it's only taken maybe 2.5-3 gallons at the most.
Okay. Well, a lot of stuff going on there, but I think the biggest thing I would do, if the tree is not done well and it doesn't look well, I would take that opportunity to replace it with something that's going to be better suited for a strip of 2.5 feet wide, which is pretty small for even the smallest tree. Frankly, but there are some better trees. If you have a list of what's approved, you could email that to us. You could call me, however you want to do it. And I'd be happy to make some suggestions off of that list as to what I think would be a better solution for you.
The tree roots are going to grow as far underground as the tree's branches above ground. Chilean mesquite can have a 20-foot wingspan tearing up your concrete and your I'm thinking like an Italian cypress, as much as I hate to say it, in a 2 foot section.
Not an Italian cypress, but there's some pretty cool trees like, you know, chitalpas and Texas olives and even one of your favorites, Texas ebony, would be a better sized tree for a small space like that, although it's thorny, so along a sidewalk or a curb might not be the best place for that, but there's some great options.
And in Surprise, he could walk around Sunrise Nursery out there on Grand and 163rd, or is that they're growing? Because they've got a growing site and a...
Yeah, they're wholesale. They're a grower. There's a nursery... Elgin isn't that far. There's a nursery in Sun City West area. Can't try to think of the name. There's some options for people that he could go see, but you know, and take the list with you. If you have an approved list, don't go fall in love with some tree and then you can't plant it in that spot because your HOA won't let you plant it.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's see how we can help Vivian in Sun City. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller. I have a sumac, and it sounds like similar to the person before me. The leaves are all falling off. It's a 27-year-old big tree, and one side of it has a lot of leaves, and the other, I'm always raking the leaves up.
So if you're always raking the leaves up, though, are there still leaves there?
Well, right now, there isn't too much on, but it's still green up there.
Yeah. How much do you water? Tell me how you water the sumac.
I water it by hand.
Okay. And so you take a hose out there and you lay it there and turn it on?
Yes, but I put it on very low.
Okay. And you run it for how long?
Oh, sometimes an hour. But yeah. It's running. It's more like a drip.
Okay, so if you're running it like a drip for an hour, you're maybe putting a gallon or two of water on that tree. How wide is that tree tip to tip? Just a ballpark.
Oh, by the way, I've got the green stuff growing up around the tree constantly, and I'm constantly cutting it out.
I understand. That's just kind of part of having a sumac. They like to do that. But
pretty wide.
You're not watering it enough. Let's just suffice that. You need to water it for 8 or 10 or 12 hours, not an hour, on a little dripper.